I feel really excited to talk about the direct action experiences and the jail time experiences in R2K in the context of the work that we were doing in New York at that time. I was part of an organization called Student Liberation Action Movement, and it was mainly student, people of color, women of color-led organization that, you know, as I said, it was Basin City University. And I think what was one of the things that was really special about SLAM as an organization in terms of tactics and strategy is that since its inception as a student organization in, you know, the mid-90s, it really, really embraced the idea of direct action. And so when R2K came around, I feel like that was completely in line with, you know, our philosophy about, you know, what it meant to do organizing, what it meant to take action to stand up for the things that we believed in. And so, you know, being a student, people of color-based organization at the City University, as you can imagine, we were facing all sorts of issues from, you know, tuition hikes, you know, cutbacks in really important programs like open admissions. And then we were facing, you know, really deep community issues, whether it was like, you know, immigration rights or police brutality. And where direct action is important is that, you know, we really felt that it was important to take immediate action, to organize the constituencies that we were a part of, you know, whether that was students or the communities that we served, and really stand up to the powers that be, so to speak, and say in a very direct, immediate way that we were not going to stand for, you know, the kind of changes they were trying to make to the university, for the resources they were trying to steal from the community, and just for the perpetuation of oppression that was coming down in New York at that time. And I think that SLAM succeeded in really using direct action as a really successful tactic throughout any one of those issues. And what I mean by successful is that, you know, direct action, I think for us meant, you know, everything from, you know, a mobilization and a rally, you know, to somebody who we're trying to bring our issues to, like the Board of Trustees at CUNY, or whether it meant participating in direct action and blockading, you know, the Brooklyn Bridge in protest of the killing of Amadou Diallo. When we took those actions, I think what was really unique about SLAM and a lot of the progressive, I think, people of color led organizations in New York at that time, I think what was really special about that is that that action had a real, it was really driven by a sense of dignity that really, really, I think, came across in how we carried ourselves, how we carried out the action, how the media that accompanied it, the culture that surrounded it. And it said that it was very, both concretely and symbolically, we would take actions that if you participated, it literally transformed your life, right? It allowed you to say in a very concrete way, wow, I stood up for what I believed in, right? And I protected my community. I stood up for my community, right? And along with, you know, literally stopping something from happening, right? Literally fighting back. And I think that was really, really transformational, I think, for any one of us who participated in that. And I think when we came into the R2K mobilization, I think we brought that experience with us. I know myself, you know, I had probably participated in, you know, arrest situations at least 5 times before coming into R2K. And when we came, we felt that this was a very natural issue for SLAM to be a part of, because if we're talking about a Republican mobilization in the year 2000, we're talking about, you know, right-wing conservative policies that are just a perpetuation of what was already negatively impacting CUNY. And we wanted to make sure that that voice was going to be brought to the table in terms of the issues that were addressed by R2K. But we were also saying, you know what, our communities are being affected, so we are going to participate in shutting down the Republicans. I feel like when I read your questions about R2K, you know, what is direct action mean? Like, I think about, you know, the direct action that's happening today, and the media coverage that it's receiving. And, even at that time, the media, tends to frame things as destruction, right? Like destruction of property, et cetera, versus people taking a stand for what is right, you know? And I think that our job as organizers, as political activists, is to make sure we contribute as much to framing things in a way that really is about that dignity, that really is about saying we're taking action because the destruction that's happening in our communities can't be tolerated. And so we're standing up with dignity. We're standing up to that versus, you know, and trying to bring across, you know, what is the kind of world that we want to build? Right. If we don't want this corporate dominated, you know, world that we're living in today under like literal corporate destruction, then what kind of world do we envision? You know, how do we see our communities? What kind of economy do we want to see? What kind of a service system do we want to see? You know, what kind of a school system? What do the libraries look like? What do the parks look like? And I think that's the message that we hope, you know, to bring across in direct action. And I feel like if I can give an example, I feel like of something that really inspired me in terms of direct action, again, was the mobilization in 2000 around Amadou Diallo. SLAM was organizing at Hunter College, which is one of the colleges at City University. And I was so amazed to see the organizing that happened at Hunter around not just getting students involved and coming out to demonstrations, but the core of students that came out to say, I'm literally going to put my body on the line for Amadou Diallo. I'm going to participate in a civil disobedience. And these were students that were from like the Christian Intervarsity Fellowship Club. They were students who had not only had they never been arrested before, but they had never even participated in a mobilization around tuition hikes, right? And so you had students coming out of the woodwork saying, you know, this is like against like my basic values. You know, this is something that I need to stand up for, like for myself as a human being, you know, and the impact that had, you know, was so transforming that I think that everyone who participated in that and who saw it with their eyes, I remember the media coverage that we got was tremendous. And it was not framed as these kids who are destroying things, right? It was framed as indignation against, you know, the murder of Amadou Diallo. And so I think that direct action, you know, and if, you know, and not to be, you know, cliche and talk about Martin Luther King, but I think it needs to be said that, you know, that it really is fueled by this deep humanistic core value of the kind of society we want to see happen, and to say that we're willing right in this moment to say we want to build that society, and that's why we're putting our bodies on the line against the destruction of that.